Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Because if it were real, we would have gotten at least passing interest from HBO by now. All right, no sponsors this week. Didn't need Cassandra to see that one coming. So I can make up my own. This episode brought to you by Single Fling. Do you know that thing where you're waiting in a cafe and a couple comes in and one of them gets in line while the other goes and grabs the last seat? Unfair, right? Not anymore. Activate the Single Fling app and one of our thousands of agents will speed to your location and throw boiling hot laundry at the couple until they depart. Also works in movie theaters and pet adoption centers. Single Fling, weaponize your loneliness. And now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. It's the one at the intersection of Irving and Clark. But anyway, I fell through that dimensional portal into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal all over Foon, and I'm using that to upload this podcast I use to document our travels across Foon to defeat the Dark Lord. And I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Chunt the Talking Badger and Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstengis, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Oh, yes. Names that, if air were to cross your ears, would cause your very brains to churn to goo and fall out of thine head.
Why do I get so many notes on talking too much? I feel like Isor gets a pass.
Well, I know, but I don't really listen to what he says. I listen to what you say.
Fine.
And you are Chunt the Talking Badger.
I'm Chunt the Talking Badger.
But you're a shapeshifter.
Yes.
And
I can also currently shapeshift into anything.
Yeah, but you
Which
always,
is a wonderful gift from my dead husband. What a wonderful parting gift.
Yeah. You can shapeshift into anything, but you always have a badger
quality. I always look
wrapper.
Like a badger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always have your badger markings, so you just look like a horse that's a juggalo or something. It's unsettling. I'm going to be honest. It's a little unsettling.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we have been at sea for several weeks. And honestly, the podcast has been at sea for years. But this week, we actually have come back to land. And I'm very excited. Usidore, can we maybe have an update on our quest, on our diplomatic mission that we're on?
Oh, but of course. Though we be in this port where we disembarked for a short time, we are but 1 week away from the kingdom of Velsmir.
Velsmir, that's right. We're on a diplomatic mission to Velsmir.
There I shall speak, have parley with the the royals and the great people of Foon gathering there, and hopefully together we shall form an alliance to help us defeat evil.
Yeah, but that's coming up right now, Arnie, just looking at the map I got from Corduroy the Bear.
That's right. He's the bear on the ship that's a bartender.
Correct. Yep. And we are.
Is it just me? Is there something going on between Corduroy the Bear and Lacey the Bear?
It's just you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to make a.
Well, there's a history.
Oh, what's the history?
She mauled him.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So you know those deep, deep scars on his face?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's acne. And she made fun of it.
Oh.
And then he got upset, and then she swiped his back.
This story's taking a lot of turns.
Yeah. Speaking of taking a lot of turns, on the map, it looks like we are currently in Cadaver Falls.
Cadaver Falls?
Mm-hmm. Just a little, seems like a little little town.
Yeah.
And looks like the bar here is called the Bloated Rabbit.
The Bloated Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we choose the tavern name the Bloated
just
Rabbit?
Just a visceral name.
Yeah.
Really conjures up an image.
And this place just seems like a bloated rabbit kind of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's indulging themselves.
It's a small seaside town. There aren't many options here.
Yeah. If you live in a small seaside town, you're going to have gout. That's period.
Period.
Yeah. What else is there to do except for get gout?
Get gout. Maybe catch a fish.
Yeah. Oh, did you see get gout?
I did not. What's get gout?
You never seen someone get gout?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
kind
of scary. I don't know if I'd call it like horror, but it's like psychologically thrilling.
You know, I guess in my brief time in the Chicago improv scene, I did see some of the older performers
get
gout.
How brief was it? Well, chin up to you.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? I'm so excited that we're
You didn't answer the question. How brief was it?
How brief was it?
Yeah.
I said it was brief, but it was years and years and years, like a long time.
And you said you did improv on a cruise ship?
I did.
A painfully long time.
And that was a fucking nightmare?
I did not say it was a fucking nightmare. I think it was a charming, brief experience that I would not have done for a second longer.
A wonderful experience you can't undo.
Exactly. But I'm just excited to be off of our ship. And on land, and not among just giant bears.
Yeah.
I am glad to be off the ship, too. Stephanie is falling apart.
Emotionally.
Yes.
The boat is emotionally falling apart.
Oh, yeah, that ship. You know, everywhere I step, like, I break through some of the boards.
Yeah.
I've got splinters all around my ankles now.
I got blisters on my fingies.
It's because she's sad.
Because Rodney's gone. They had a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps personifying this ship. She's just a ship that's falling apart.
Yeah. Each their own. Anyway.
When you think about it, aren't we all just ships falling apart?
Oh, that's very true. Think about it. Aren't we all just ships falling apart?
I don't like sea metaphors. Anyway, look, let's get some guests. Let's talk to some new people.
Way ahead of you, my friend. Okay. I found two old friends at the bar here in the Bloated Rabbit.
What, our first returning guests of season three?
Yep, I've been holding them in my paw the whole time.
What?
No. I should open it up because it's been a little tight. Please welcome back Mort Sauce and Mel Mole.
Oh, the Mole Warriors.
Hey. Come on.
Sorry, I kept you guys in the dark for a little
bit. Okay. It's stinky inside that paw.
That's one of the stinky. I've been in a lot of paws.
Yeah?
A very stinky paw.
Okay.
Oh. Great sweat, though. I'm a salt freak.
Mm-hmm.
You might have, like, felt me sort of going to town.
I've got something of a salt tooth.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Mel and Mort, it's so good to see you.
So that, if you let me get to the second.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
That is not us. We're not Mel and Mort.
What? It's actually incredibly offensive.
Oh,
you
my God.
You literally see two sexy mole warriors, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that must be Mel and Mort, as if like we all look the same to you. Like,
this I am so sorry. Yeah. I saw them on the bar. I just swiped them and ran, and I just assumed, my apologies. Arnie, this works out. New guests.
Oh, okay.
On the road, new guests, keeping it fresh. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Milk Mole.
Milk?
Milk.
Milk.
Because when I was a baby, I would punish the teat. I would basically go to war on the teat.
Interesting.
Much the way I do now on my nenemies.
Your nenemies?
Mm. My nenemies.
I'm Mork Snoss.
Well, Milk, Mork, it's very nice to meet you. I'm very glad that you're here, but if
I'm
you ever...
I'm introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light
you
and Shadow.
You gotta wonder if I have a joke about my name.
Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Huxtanges, and I'm known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar.
Thank
you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I'll say this. You didn't let me say anything else about my name. And the fact of the matter is, now you don't get to hear any jokes because you snossed and you lost. And that's a Mork original.
Mm-hmm. And don't make a Nanu your ass, which he will do.
Ooh. Nanu, Nanu.
Nanu, Nanu.
And that is sort of a war cry. And that will be the last thing you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you are warriors.
You hear that, and then it all goes grayish.
So like the last moles we had on the show, who you two are not, but you are also mole warriors.
We're moles.
King, lord, warrior, mole, awesome, you know, we do it all. Yeah. What else, what did you even want? What do you want?
And that's on your business card.
What do you want from me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I host a podcast. It's really just a conversation I have to kind of get to know my guests.
Explain
it's from
what
another
a
world.
Is, yeah.
It's sort of like a type of content from my world.
Who does it? Successful people?
I
wouldn't say that.
I mean, more and more. To some extent.
Mm.
They're dipping their toes in.
So it seems something that at one point was a last resort and now is just sort of a dalliance for the rich and famous.
Basically, the rich and famous are trying to, like, take away the last resort people. For optionist.
Got it. Well, it's funny that you would mention Mel and Mort. They are kind of legendary figures for us. In a bad way.
Notorious.
Yeah. So what's kind of been going on in our world lately is we have sort of realized that there's all this stuff underground.
Oh.
And so
you're moles, though. Like you.
Do you mean like tunnels or do you mean like subterfuge?
Do we mean tunnels or do we mean subterfuge?
Hang on. Let me think about whether we mean tunnels or we mean subterfuge.
Arnie, I feel like they're treating me like I'm
we mean tunnels. There's tunnels under there that we can make with our teeth and claws. And something that Mel and Mort discovered by thinking that they were basically climbing a ladder, but were actually going straight down, is there's all these ants down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Arnie, you said that's how JFK Jr. died.
He was killed by his aunt. Yeah.
You said he thought he was going up when he was going down.
I mean, I'm not good at history.
Yeah, okay.
He was killed by his aunt, I think. Am I thinking of the wrong person?
So they get down there. There's all these ants. They wage war on these ants, and they almost take out one.
It was really close.
One of them got like messed up. One of the ants got messed up pretty bad.
He was sort of going sideways a little bit for
a minute.
If
you can picture that. If we were disoriented for sure.
What a harrowing tale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And one of his little antennae looked bent, but then it just actually was pushed up against the top of the tunnel.
No, I'm so sorry to have to ask this. I'm from another world, so sometimes things are not what I expect.
Holy shit, how much is he going to bring this up?
I don't know.
Even in the paw, I'm falling asleep in the paw.
Giving you the response you want from it? Like, say it again, and I'll hopefully put this whole thing to bed.
Well, I am from another world.
Oh, what the? Holy shit.
What an interesting guy.
I mean,
and we're done now, right?
I guess I was just asking, like, what size were these ants? Were they giant?
They were ant size?
Oh. These were, like,
they're actually, to me, they're pretty big ants.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, they were pretty big ants.
It's like...
Nothing to be ashamed of in losing to these ants.
Well, Arnie, ants on our world are about that big. How big are they on your world?
Yeah, they're actually bigger on my world. That's very small.
That's a little... Yes. Okay. But there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, Mel and Mort, they messed up one of the ants, and then they were fully consumed by, three or four other ants.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
Three or four ants fully consumed two moles?
They took their time.
How long we talking?
To the point where, like, Mel and Mort kind of didn't even notice as it was happening.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They just took kind of little pieces at a time, and then suddenly Mel and Mort look up, and there's, like, just torso.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad.
And they were mostly torso to begin with, to be fair.
Yeah, very hard to distinguish any other section of the mole anatomy.
So you two are also warriors in the vein of Mort and Mel.
Yes.
May I ask, like, what weapons do you have? What are your...
Ants.
Ants have become the primary weapon now. So what Mel and Mort did that we thought was a big mistake is they went in there and sort of tried to, like, start beating up the ants.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just go, hey, man, I'm an ant, too, they'll sort of follow you around.
Oh, uh-huh. Very clever.
Wow.
So you've brought these ants under your thrall, and now you control them all?
Yeah. We smear a little honey.
They're under my thrall like crazy.
Yes. Ooh. And the thrall is a part of our anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
So we
actually feels pretty good when they're under your thrall. It kind of tickles.
Ooh, we sort of lift up the thrall, and they just all kind of gather under there, and then we just, like, let it, like, hang down. There's some in your paw, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple in your paw. So if we could get those back, doesn't have to be now, but in a little bit we are going to need those back.
That's ours.
This sort of 8-foot structure behind you that looks like rotting wood, that's all ants?
Yes, they are forming all kinds of different shapes.
Oh, wow.
Mm. They can shapeshift actually better than you.
I believe it.
So they can, like, spread out, or they can do a clump.
Could they be like a big fist?
Well, that's kind of like a clump, basically.
Yeah, when they become a clump, they will throw this knife through the crack of your ass.
I mean, you can make them into a clump, and it's just as effective as a fist. You're just really showing off. If you
yes.
make them be a fist.
Exactly.
Could you be several clumps? Is that impressive?
They can be if a whole family of clumps.
Yeah. They honestly
and each playing right? different familial yeah. roles,
different voices, and like
yes,
yeah.
And one of them is
but all pretty
sometimes
big.
Compared to Hercules by one of the other ones.
But they're all pretty big, right?
They yeah, maintain size. They're on the bigger.
The clumps are definitely big. They become big, lumpy clumps, and they have these sort of humorous arguments with one another, and it's actually a lot of fun.
But we can also sick them on our enemies.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they will actually ruin their whole shit.
Have you put it into practice yet?
It's not really a matter of practice. Doing it is like, that's game time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't practice ruining someone's whole shit. You either do it or you don't.
This is what Molda says. True. There is no, one of our sort of like elder leaders, he says, there is no practicing, just freaking do it already.
Yeah.
Milk, Mork, I must ask you a question.
Lemonade.
The other mole warriors that we met, Mel and Mort, they did a great boon for us. They spread lies about the Dark Lord that made it back to us. They were very successful. We heard what a corny-ass chump the Dark Lord was.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, that dude.
Dude sucks.
So
dude is
corny.
Freaking corny weak.
Yes, and desperate.
But will you join mine quest as well? Will you use your ant army to help us defeat the Dark Lord?
This is great. This is exactly what we've been
good opportunity.
Training for.
Yeah, because,
this is huge.
Yes.
I mean, not actually practicing or like doing real training, but what we've been
and
like
not actually
opening
huge
up our
either.
Schedule at least to do.
Yeah.
What stuff did you have to move around on your schedule?
Boy,
for me,
smelling stuff.
Yeah, I was going to sniff around. I think I was going to sleep.
Okay. That's important. It's important to get a lot of sleep.
Yeah. I was going to do a boon, like you said, those guys did for you.
Yeah.
I got to do that like once or twice a day.
The boon I was in. Yeah. I had to take a huge boon.
I'll also ask just to, you've known for your quests that we're always being asking guests to go on. I've decided since we're starting something new that we're off on a journey, we're traversing the lands, I want to have a bit of a side quest. So I found, when we got off the boat, I found this little nut. It's called a pity nut. I thought to collect, like, 900 of those. As we just go around, it's like a fun little side quest.
Okay.
Would you guys join my side quest? Have you seen any? Let me pull out one of the, it's called a pity nut. It's just like a little.
Have you seen any pity nuts?
So here's the thing for us with, like, side quests and all that. If we're going to get these ants to the Dark Lord by, like, the next couple years, we got to send them now, basically.
Okay.
It might already be too late from the time we started this
That's
conversation.
Right. They don't live. How long do these ants live?
So this is like
That's a big issue.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, a lot of them are dead. They just get scrunched up in your thrall and they're done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you clump them up. Some of them are going to get smushed.
That's
and
what
they,
we're finding.
They basically gorge themselves on us. And so, their stomachs explode from eating pieces of us. Mm-hmm. So we, like, this is what we do. It's a little different from Mel and Mort. We get fatter at the same time as they're eating us, and it makes us basically invincible.
Yeah.
So basically, it sounds like you're both just infested with ants.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me say this in response to that. Shut the fuck up. You come into my Bloated Rabbit Tavern. You squish me in a sweaty hot paw that stinks. And then you tell me that I'm infested with my army?
Well, we're just concerned that perhaps you're being slowly consumed, just like Mel and Mort were.
Let's say, so if you're drinking, so let me put it in terms you'll understand.
All right.
So you're taking a sip with a straw while I'm pouring more ale into your friggin' mug.
Oh. So it never ends.
Is the mug infested with ale?
Yeah.
Or is the ale part of the mug's army? Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, obviously.
Yes, they've made their point.
Infinite army of guys.
They've made their point perfectly, Arnie. You were wrong. They are not infested. They have a perfect army that will never end.
And army's great because in a lot of armies, they aren't, like, just basically fucking all the time and creating, like, new soldiers.
Yeah.
Which ours are doing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And famously,
and we can really feel that.
You can really feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it feels crazy. It feels nuts on your thrall, dude. Ooh.
Mork, I'm going to use this opportunity while it seems like you're in a good spot. Mork Snoss, did you have something fun to do with your name up top? I just want to let some time pass because it seemed like...
It's not still lost, brother.
I guess we won't get it. Yeah, I guess we'll never get it.
When yes, not, you lost, my dude.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? I'll get us some ale, some straws. Is there anything?
Probably salt water or something? They have a salt tooth, Arnie.
Oh, would you like some like tiny drops of salt water and like a leaf or something?
I would love... Shit, man. I mean, yes. Okay. Like that exact thing would be great.
Yeah, the leaf.
What kind of leaf? Yeah, what are you feeling?
Yeah, to me, I would like it if the leaf was like pointy.
A pointy leaf?
Like
pointy
serrated. Leaf. You know how some of them are like serrated?
Yeah. Just like, well, here's what's been going on for me. I could just say I've been cutting my mouth on the leaves a lot lately when I'm drinking. And at first, I was like, this sucks, like I should find soft leaves, but now I'm starting to actually build up a bit of a callus on the corners of my mouth, and I'm thinking, this can be a really big advantage in war.
Yes, a calloused mouth is the most useful tool when you're fighting your enemies.
Yeah, if somebody tries to, like, salt waterboard you, like, the salt's not getting into your...
Doesn't bother me, my mouth is deep in,
yeah.
Yes. Or, like, put a sword in your mouth.
The salt disinfected. Yeah, it's just like, if they want me to suck their sword, in the past I would have been like, no way.
Do a lot of enemies do that?
Yeah.
There's one of our enemies.
Who is this awful pervy enemy?
He's this guy. I mean, like, I almost don't want to give him, like, the oxygen.
Yeah, this is exactly what he wants, is for us to spend the whole tavern trip, like, talking about him and his sword and how we suck his sword.
When he makes you do that, how do you know you're done?
That's a great question. So he's a duck, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's a noise that he makes.
You suck a duck?
Well, it's a sword.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You suck his sword, but he makes a duck noise. It's like, I know you're going to go like, is it a quack? It's not it's a like quack.
Yes.
Like a
thank
you. Gack?
It's like a queek.
Sort of like, queek. Like that?
Yeah. But like, louder, longer. Yeah,
louder, longer. Yeah, all right.
A long
and like
queek.
Right in your ear.
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh. Oh. Well, let's keep practicing our queeks, and we'll
go. We don't practice stuff, but anyway, go ahead.
We'll be right back with more Hello from the Bloated Rabbit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
All right, here's your leaf. Here's your leaf. I'm sorry they didn't have any pointy ones.
Okay. It kills. It's honestly better. I just feel like I should ask for that.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? When people are like, want to do a shot? And you're like, not really. It hurts my throat. But then you're like, I don't want to be the guy who goes like, no. So I go like, oh, yeah, line them up, hoss.
What, you don't want to be a corny-ass chump, so you want to look cool.
Yes. Yeah, thank you want to like look the dark ward.
You're going to be known as a little derp dog if you don't send those.
The dark
shots.
Lord is so fake. Just, has that been your experience?
The Dark Lord, to me, is like so fake. Honestly, the Dark Lord with that, I just go, okay, you're being fake, and I'm not even gonna.
I like your attitude. You exactly understand the exact problem that this evil menace has brought to the world of food. Mm-hmm. What a jerk.
The Dark Lord is over. I mean, for me, it's like, that's a wrap on the Dark Lord.
Is he canceled? He canceled himself.
He messed around and canceled himself. He played himself until he was canceled and he's fake.
And he fucked around and found out. Or he's about to.
Yeah, he's because about to.
As you notice, our ants are already over there.
Yeah.
So they're on their way. They were here a second ago and now they're over there.
Off to the races.
Yeah,
they're almost off the table.
Moving. Yes, except for the ones that are still in Chunk
Some
Bottom.
Some of those are dead.
Yeah.
Some of them died.
Can I ask, just to get a sense of like the local lore, just like what's going on? Because, you know.
In Cadaver Falls?
Yeah,
what? Cadaver Falls.
Cadaver Falls. Da, 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 da.
Oh, what's this? Is a fun little song.
We hate it.
Okay. We have to do it.
But how did Cadaver Falls get its
the
name?
The mayor makes you do it.
The mayor makes you do it?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
It's the duck.
I was just going to ask that.
Duck, yeah.
I knew it.
Oh, Haas.
I have to do that.
It's a bit of a scandal.
Yes, we didn't want to say. I guess we accidentally said it. It's Haas.
Haas the duck.
That makes me so angry. When someone abuses their power, when a mayor is elected into office and given the privilege from the people to lead others, and even when we do raise a duck up to this status, to this station, and they abuse it so, I shall have words with this duck.
He wasn't really elected. He just kind of picked up the sword. We had sort of this legendary sword on the ground.
Whoever doth pick up this sword.
Yeah, whoever was able to.
And so many people
pick
were
up
like,
the sword on the ground.
So people are like, one of these days I'm going to get around to picking that sword up.
Was there a few people who picked it up from the wrong end? Or like, how many
there was a question of what picking it up is. So,
hitting on it or.
Yeah, so if you're like a mole, for example, and you sort of like tip yourself over to where your little grabbers land on the hilt of the sword. And then you fold your grabber fingers around the sword. That's picking it up.
It sounds like you attempted it.
Let me tell you.
Well, I attempted. I would actually say that I did it. Just because I can't lift myself back up again.
And what is this picking it up then? If that's not picking it up, is this picking it up? You kind of wiggle your little butt right up to the edge of the hill. And then you freaking kick it. And it like goes.
Yes.
Like hops. Is that picking it up?
I think those are both picking it up, personally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell the mayor, please. Thank you. Because, yes.
Or tell us, then, because that means that we are the mayor.
Yeah, because we already were the mayor.
So when you guys suck the sword, do you suck it to the hilt?
I'm getting there.
Right now, I can't.
I guess, the one thing I do kind of practice at.
I threw up on it. I fucking threw up on it.
What was his response?
think he wanted me to.
Well, what I was going to say was, is there a origin? How did Canaveral Falls get its name? Have you been here your whole life?
Well, you actually hit the nail on the head. It was an orgy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an orgy story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It was an orgy-in story. A bunch of people were orgy-in, and basically, so it's not an extremely populated area, and in order to make it feel like a crazier orgy, people decided to start incorporating cadavers just so there were sort of more moves available.
It looks lame to just be like in this huge open space. Just like an orgy of like
some filler
of like three of us. And then one's kind of on the edge. Like, where do I like,
yeah, like,
get
in? Is it cool or are you, you seem focused? So,
yes. And so at first the cadavers were just to get to even numbers. Mm-hmm. So everyone, like, no one was left out.
Yeah, everybody had kind of a square dance partner.
Yes.
Do I also
but we're finding mostly the moves that the cadaver does is falls over.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's how it sort of got its name.
Am I picking up on a bit of OCD in terms of, like, you need an even number of orgy partners?
OCD is, like, you mean, like, that specific move that we do?
Mm-hmm.
Orvis control device?
Yeah.
More of an invention.
I guess you keep hitting on the things that we do practice.
Yeah.
We don't practice fighting stuff.
Yeah.
But we practice sword sucking and we practice OCD, which is orifice control device.
And this is from your mentor taught you this. Is that what I heard previously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Molda.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has incredible moves. Just, if you saw the stuff he could do, he'd be your mentor, too.
But not a great public speaker, right? A bit of a...
He talks in a weird, crazy way.
Yeah, it's not a traditional sentence structure when you're dealing with Molda.
Yes. Mm. But when your mouth is punishing the teeth, you don't have to talk much. And it is going to sound crazy if you do talk. But we're trying to get more like back into the war stuff.
Yeah.
It was kind of scaring us for a while, and so...
Well, but now we actually have an army.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the war has escalated. The Dark Lord has taken over so much of Foon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. That's so fake. All the followers that are just like, I'll do the Dark Lord.
Thank you.
And it's like, don't see right through how fake and corny he's being.
Well, how many followers does he have? Is he verified, or...?
I mean, to me,
knows someone...
I think he bought some of his followers.
You can usually tell from like the like ratio. Like if you gather the army and you say like give, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, who likes the Dark Lord?
Yes.
If there's a million followers and like 20 are giving a thumbs up, it's like something's going
on. It's so fake. Yeah. It's not like the real way to get followers, which is let them eat your pieces.
And continuing to ingest food so that you don't lose all of your pieces.
Yes, doing in a smart way.
Yeah, in a smart way.
Yes. It's very smart. If you do skip a meal, you do risk losing like an organ or a limb just because you're not providing enough insulation, really.
Mm.
To me, worth it.
I would like to grant you both a favor if you are willing to listen to what I propose.
Okay.
I would like to enchant your skeletons, so just in case you miss a meal, your skeletons will still be alive. What do you think?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'd be so skinny.
So this is like enchanting stuff has always been kind of weird. I had this enchanting done on me where I was like big for a second on another podcast that I did.
Scared my butt off.
That like made me big. I'm just honestly the vertigo is just clearing.
Wait, that happened with Mel and Mort on our podcast back in Hogsface.
What was the name of the podcast?
It was like friggin' was like, what's
here,
up?
Here goes from, the friggin'
from the crazy bar.
Yeah,
I hope that was us.
This is very interesting because I definitely did an enlarging spell on Mort and Mel, and you're saying you had a similar experience.
Okay.
No, because it wasn't this. What's your thing? What's this?
This is Hello from the Magic Tavern.
No, this was like Heyo from the Mushy Torben.
No, I think that's us. I think you're confused.
What's a Torben?
Am I those guys?
Wait, which one of you is Milk and which one of you is Mork?
I'm Mork for
sure. Milky.
Oh, I wish I could think they said it the other way before.
You know what? I am actually maybe. So what happens a lot is I look down at myself.
I know where you're going.
And I do look kind of like some of these other guys.
I can't actually even really see.
That's a good point.
Moles are so well known.
That, I didn't want to say. I didn't know if that was a rumor because I don't know if bats are. I think they just use echolocation, so I didn't want to say anything.
I don't even have that. It's a lot of just like nodding.
The ants ate our ears.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So wait, so
the ants ate your ears?
The ants are eating your ears.
Yeah.
You well, said Morton Mel got eaten alive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is maybe what happens.
Yeah.
Here, could it be that you misheard your own names,
now
forgot who you were?
I am actually kind of remembering. Buried in the ground, okay. Found a bunch of ants, and actually messed up one of the ants pretty bad. And
yeah,
I pushed him.
Did he fall over?
I like came really close and got like fully disoriented.
I shoved
like,
one.
Like trying to like catch his balance and stuff.
I shoved one into this really sort of shallow part of the tunnel, and he was like just being like, oh, man. And get me out of here, you know? But I do think that when the ants ate my ears, that one of them did get in my brain and ate the part of my brain that knows what my name is.
Well, I'm going to offer you a different enchantment.
Okay.
And that enchantment is to take that ant out of your brains so that your brains work again.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I'm afraid that I need him there now. Okay. Like, what I'm worried about is that he's
it's better than
he's
nothing
structural.
At this point, for sure.
Keeping you alive.
Symbiotic.
Yes.
Oh, very well then. I shall leave you be. And,
wait, what was the other one? What was the other enchantment?
The skeleton.
Enchant your skeletons?
Skeletons.
Okay.
Do you want enchanted skeletons? So in case you miss a meal and you're eaten up, that your skeletons
that
will still be alive?
That could solve my brain problem as well.
That's very true.
And I'm like just like a mole skeleton. Just like, imagine the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord?
He's
like so
sitting
jealous.
Up there with his fake ass. And I show up. I'm glowing.
Oh, I don't.
Why would you be glowing?
Yes, I'm like,
okay, so
glowing.
He's enchanting me and he's making me be a living skeleton, but I can't glow?
I have like wings. I'm like a flying, glowing mole skeleton.
I can do that. Don't worry about it. I wasn't going
I can't
to, but
see.
I will.
Do whatever you want. Just tell me I'm glowing.
The Dark Lord like goes to grab me and like misses.
You know what? You guys, you have your ant army but that moves so slowly, but you're so ready to fight the Dark Lord. Maybe Usador, could you teleport them deep into the Dark Lord's
guts.
Yeah, his bottom of
why
his
didn't
guts.
We try that? Teleport somebody inside the Dark Lord, then they explode out.
We will. So one thing we have practiced, as we said earlier, is getting up in them guts.
Yeah.
So
with a sword or with?
With whatever's around.
Yeah,
you call it a sword.
So if you could teleport us in there, that would save us a lot of time because historically we'd do it pretty slowly.
It well, takes forever.
I would love to teleport them there, but I don't know exactly where the Dark Lord is. If I knew.
That would be hard to figure where his guts are. Though.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to end up in the wrong guts.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, it's been a while since we've done any magic, so at the very least, Isidore, I guess you could enchant their bones.
Sure.
Just do it. All right. I don't give a... Who cares?
Arath, Karath, Gnath.
Ow.
Are you all right?
Right in my ear. I know the ants ate it, but there's still some structures in there. Just, could you just back up a little bit?
Oh, I'm all done. Yours.
Oh, shit.
You've already enchanted.
Okay, you finished?
I finished.
I'm sorry that I talked over your whole spell.
No, it's all right.
No, I always do this.
No, it's fine.
No, this is exactly... This is why she left.
What?
Whoa.
Who left?
One of the ants.
One of the ants I liked.
What was the ant's name?
Auntie.
Mork and Auntie?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
What was the reason she left?
I kind of just fucking said it. I, like, just told you.
Yeah.
I, like, did the behavior to him, and then I told you that's the behavior that... I guess if you had someone leave you, I know why. You don't
well, that's fair. I have my ears, but I don't listen. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Well, can I ask, why did she leave?
Yeah, what was, like, the causation? If nothing else, maybe, like, an inciting incident?
Well, I don't know how to... I feel like I did say, like, now I'm going, like, is this happening? Am I remembering this correctly, or is the ant in my brain?
Yeah, running things.
Can you not see that Mork is in pain?
I can't see, no.
he was talking to me.
He doesn't know who you're talking to without you have to say. You can't just face someone.
I was speaking to Chuntanani, and I wanted to know if they saw that you were in pain. And just quit asking.
Oh yeah, he's got ants
questions.
Eating all his pieces.
That's right.
Which, by the way, one just took out a big finger piece for me, and I can see my bone.
Oh.
And it is normal colored bone.
And it's not glowing.
And I can see I can hold it right up to where my eye used to be. And I can kind of tell.
Light and dark we know about.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. All right. If it's really close.
Guys,
yeah.
Not to defend my friend, but you did talk over his spell.
Okay. And who are you talking to?
Arnie.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you've been a real chatty Cathy this episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it maybe Usador, is it the kind of thing where they have to actually go into a totally dark room for the bones?
Okay, and I'm in there. You have to sit in the sunlight for a little while and sort of charge up your bones to get that full glow effect.
Yeah, so it still possibly works.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Hey, Usador,
yes.
Use the door.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I know why Auntie left.
Oh, shit. Ow. That reminds me, I was going to ask, why did she leave?
Ow.
Yes, why did she leave?
Ow. My heart is getting eaten by the ants.
Well, Mel and Mort, or Milk and Mork, whatever. I mean, I'm willing to call each of you whatever you want to be called now.
Molk.
Molk? All right. Molk.
Molk Milk.
Can I be the same?
Yes, but which same?
Am I talking?
Now they don't even know which one is which between themselves.
Arnie, I think it's their personalities.
Well, also, they said ants chewed their ears off. It's a tiny miracle this conversation is happening at all. I think they're just talking.
That's a tiny miracle, baby.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. I don't even think you hear me saying that, but why don't we before we end the episode, let's read an email. You can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
Unless we're on the boat, and then it's
a C-mail.
Thank you.
Address. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't affect how you send it.
What does the C stand for?
Correspondence.
Correspondence mail. Exactly.
We use email.
You use email?
Mm-hmm.
What's your email address?
My email address is
Malk
at the ground.
Mine's email at Memo.
You still use Memo?
Email at Memo dot Bemo.
And that's one of those paid ones where you like it actually costs money to have an email address.
Yeah.
Well, here's an email that I got. Hi, Arnie. I was wondering if you know how big Foon is and if you know any other villains besides the Dark Lord Best Aubrey Patone, age 13, New York City, Earth.
Hmm. I mean, I don't want to... It's not my place to speak, but would we say Haas the Mayor? The Duck Mayor is a villain?
That's interesting. Yeah. So, as soon as you think that he is a villain...
He'll do something really cool.
Yes, yes. Like, really nice. And it's like he knows when you need something, when you're, like, sad or whatever. And he'll, like, kind of, instead of the other sword thing, he'll kind of, like, pet you with the sword.
Yeah.
Does he do anything not involving the sword?
It's hard at this point. Like, because then he would have to put it down.
Yeah, he'd have to put it down.
And then I'm just falling right on it.
He used to play guitar a lot. Like, he used to really jam out.
Just wail on it, yeah.
Which fucking kicked ass.
Yeah.
Also, this is kind of written on the map, but maybe smudged. In Cadaver Falls, is there the mayor, and then also you're ruled by a size queen?
There's the mayor. Okay, so what's like the org chart now?
It keeps sort of shifting around. So it's like the mayor, the size queen, King Midas Mufflers has moved in. And then there's also Prince Rakim, which is the name that the RZA originally rapped under.
Uh-huh.
You guys like RZA?
I mean, I like Earth RZA. Is there a RZA?
Oh, there's one here. There's one where you're from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm from another world.
Oh, Jesus. God. This is so exhausting.
RZA and Foon was a lyricist who was killed by his royal court and rose up from the dead to continue to be a lyricist and a musician. Mm-hmm. So he rose up. He is risen. He shortened it to RZA. He is risen. And
there used
he became
to be Prince Rakim. Yeah. And the chorus would go, ooh, we love you, Rakim.
And to answer the other question about, like, is Foon big? It's not that big. I could probably run across it if I could run.
Well, anyone can run across it. How long does it take you?
Again, I haven't actually... try to ever run.
And
but
you
if
won't,
I could,
right?
I
you'll either
could
do
probably
or...
do it in like what, like 2 seconds.
I just did it and I'm back.
I think they might be confused on this one, Arnie. I've been to Earth, and Earth's about half the size of Foon.
Really?
Yes, very
Foon
big.
Is that big?
Very big.
Okay, so I could run across it in 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so, all yeah. Right. And I just did it and I came back. I'm back already.
And there are lots of other villains. There's
just did it again.
Nevarian the Brutal, Skullmaster.
Auntie's
a villain.
Auntie, we named our ants by their location on our bodies, so that one was named Auntie Dick.
Wow. If suppressing laughter at your own jokes could be harnessed as a renewable energy source, I'd have some banging news for polar bears. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Yes, Adil, you get all the notes for talking too much, and that's exactly as it should be. Milk Mole and Mork Snoss, the Mole Warriors, were played by Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements. For more Sean and Hayes, check out the Hollywood Handbook podcast. Arnie, Matt, and Adil were even on a recent episode. Well, best to get it out of the way, I suppose, like a vaccination. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by everyone's favorite chipper buckaroo, Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Theme song by Andy Poland. No sea shanty variation this week. Sorry, Alvin Flamingo, or whatever it was. But I did intercept an email where someone named Tom Lopes recorded a heavy metal version of the Seven Dragons and a Baby theme song under the name One Angry Roaring Orc. Let's listen. Let's stop listening. How about we skip ahead a little bit? No, let's not listen anymore ever again. Special thanks to the show's Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. Kimmy, on the console in front of you has got to be a delete button. You have the power to end all of this. Never forget that. But now, I have a new work environment to explore and an elderly office manager who's not gonna gaslight herself. Corinne, did you see that article I forwarded? 300 household items your cat can and will choke on in seconds?
Hey you, it's Jason Bateman. Have you listened to Smartless? Smartless is the podcast that I host with my friends who are more like brothers. The super talented and funny Will Arnett and Sean Hayes is...
JJ, why are you whispering?
Well, there's a psst in the copy.
But people are listening, so it's like...
They are listening. Like, okay.
Yeah.
In each episode of Smartless, one of us reveals our mystery guest to the other two. What ensues is a genuinely improvised and authentic conversation. Our mystery guests span our mystery... We'll cut this out. Our mystery guests. All right, here we go.
We got a lot of big famous people from different walks of life. And if you're a Wondery fan, then you're going to
Stone. Yeah.
Just
Neil
you come and listen
Tyson.
To it. Yeah. We're on Wondery right now, and you can listen to us. And no matter what you're doing, you're at the gym or you're in the car, just listen to the podcast.
Sean, tell them where they can find it.
Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Bye.
Bye.